If I leave here alone, for I must be traveling on now. There's too many places I gotta see.
Okay, so you want free bird? I'll give you a free bird, all right?
See, we're very suggestible. This is our last show. Well, we're gonna do one more, don't we? And it's gonna be more of a group show with Sarah and us and all of us here tonight, and also our good friends Jonathan Wilson and the group Dawes. We're playing this special show. But there'll be even less time to do whatever occurs to us in the moment. that show. So this is our last chance to get with.
pages torn, pages burning, faded pages open in the sun. It's been a long time since I watched the lights go low. I look around my life tonight and you're all gone. I might have done something to keep you if I know. I'm happy you come while I was dreaming of you with my heart in your hand. And I was following through my standing here by my highway, sir. Watching these trucks blow by, it just from my face. Up and down this road, I've been here before. Can't be here no more. Yeah, now I'm going down California fire. Your laughter in my head. Block it out somehow to survive. It's all dreams to do.
I think everybody here wants to hear cocaine. And those of you who do, well, I could send you the rehab version.
All right.
Although I'm not sure you want to hear them.
Sitting here thinking about way back when everybody I met was my best friend. Cocaine and all of my brain. It was you take Sally and I'll take Sue. And if you let me see your coke, I would take that too. Cocaine and all of my brain. Ain't it strange how a mind can turn and a life can change? Cocaine and all around my brain.
Thank you. That was damage to the body, damage to the soul, damage to the quality of the rock and roll. And it don't help now when I can look back and see how some of us damaged our creativity. And there are those friends of mine who are dead and gone. Saying it wasn't fun at the time, staying up for days on end, crazed out of my mind, waking up in strange places, feeling like the army marched across my tongue. Look at me now, sharp as a tack, except for those several billion brain cells I wouldn't mind having back. There's a whole bunch of political verses about cocaine, but they're a little out of date. Take Nancy, and I'll take Ron. No telling what drugs those two were on. In her give her chillin' children going down slow. Ron and Nancy want to tell them they can just say no. And they cancel the hot lunch program and buy some more tanks. Enough to make me sick. Cocaine running all around my brain. So tired of walking around looking and feeling like shit, you decide today's the day I quit. So a little later in the evening, you start thinking about what you gotta do. But I wouldn't been a user for even one more day. You could have shown me how it's helping turn a profit for the CIA. cocaine, running out of my brain. Thank you. Thanks, Dale. Was a ruby that you wore on a chain around her neck in the shape of a heart, in the shape of a heart. It was a charm I won't forget for the sorrow I regret in the shape of a heart, in the shape of a heart.
Solidarity.
I guess I knew that she was talking about. I guess I never knew that she was living without. People speak of love, what they're thinking of. Speaking tongues of belief and belonging, trying to find the word for the moment. People speak of love. It was a whole afternoon walk from some ancient flight. The size of a fist, something thrown that had missed, and there were other holes as well in that house where our nights fell. Far too many to repair in the time that. Let it go and let it fall.
the Lord. In the shape of a horn. In the shape of a horn. In the shape of a horn. In the shape of a horn.
Occasionally I get in the frame of mind where I just spend the evening pretty much just, you know, trying to catch up with the songs that you call for. And it's not, you know. And then sometimes I snap and don't want to do anything anybody tells me to do.
That could happen.
You're awesome! Beyond awesome!
That's what we're shooting for up here, folks. Beyond awesome. Speaking of beyond awesome, this is Val McCallum playing the guitar. Chris Lewis playing the drum. We're joined now by Tyler Chester. Truly beyond awesome. MVP on this tour. He's got one of those NASCAR names, Tyler Chester. It's like Ricky Bobby. He's the Ricky Bobby of the group.
From the light.
Fountain of light. You know that hollow sound of your own steps in flight. You had to struggle and you had to fight to keep understanding and compassion in sight. Thank you.
I'm gonna play you a song.
They come down on you.
This is my attempt to putting in words my reverence for the female form. The reverence, I mean, there are lots of different words you could use. You could say fascination, obsession. This song came about because I was stopped at a light and in Los Angeles, and I saw this sign. It said, Live Nude Cabaret. But it wasn't one of those billboards that are all over the place. Advertising the gentlemen's clubs, as they put it. But no, this was a hand-lettered sign, and it was just sort of nailed to a telephone pole. Well, I drove on, but I found myself thinking about it and dwelling, as it were. So this is called Live Nude Cabaret. And lead her to the palace.
Sometimes I lie awake at night and wonder where my life will be, waiting to pass under sleep's dark and silent gaze. Thank you. father's hopes and dreams. Beginning and then. This is a song that should have been written in Colorado.
in New York. But... I wrote a song when I was still living in Orange County before I'd ever actually traveled anywhere. Matter of fact, before I'd ever even been on an airplane when I think about it. First time I was in an airplane was when I flew back from New York because we drove to New York. But I'd write songs like Bound for Colorado. No, because I'd heard about this place called Aspen, and it was just seemed like this magical place. But it was, the reason it was magical because there was a club there that people who played nearby me would play, you know. And that was really kind of the life I was imagining then was, you know, like, I would get a car, then I would drive to Colorado, and then I would play this club. Thing is, before I drove to Colorado, I drove to New York. But, so this is that Colorado song I wrote in New York. It's called Child in These Hills.
I'm a child.
As we met for this tour last June, Val released his solo album. I know he's played on a lot of records that are made in Los Angeles, and he's actually had quite a storied existence. He was in a band in Wisconsin. He's from California, but I mean, who like grows up in California and then joins a band in Wisconsin? Anyway, instead of making the album I thought he would make, because he's known far and wide as a guitar badass, I thought he was going to be making a big flashy like a guitar record, but he made this album of beautiful, quiet, very, very quiet acoustic songs. And I persuaded him to sing one of them for you tonight.
This is a true story song about meeting my wife in a bar in Tokyo 22 years ago. Thank you.
It's a baby.
It's called Tokyo Girl. Her name is Shelley and she's from Port Orchard, Washington. I'd also like to thank the crew for helping me out on this tour, and Jackson, and all my friends. This has been so much fun.
Change. Everyone I've ever known has wished me well. Anyway, that's how it seems, it's hard to tell. Maybe people only ask you how you're doing, as it's easier than letting them know how little they could care.
Thank you.
Time finding the words to express my gratitude for these players up here. It's been the most fun tour I can remember. This is Sarah Watkins. Sean Watkins. Val McCallum. Fritz Ruette. And Tyler Chester. Of course, we want to thank you for being the audience that you are. Thank you so much for welcoming us. Rosie, you know, not that many people have been calling for Rosie.
Thank you. count. Six for that. Pay attention. For me, I am enjoying tonight. Thank you so much.
you so much. I can't help it. I can't help it. I feel like for some people I'm not doing, I just like not doing all the right songs, but we can't do them all. I feel like or maybe it's this deep psychological urge to not stop playing at all. If we don't leave the stage, we don't have to go home, we don't have to like